Annie, good morning. Great to have you with us on this Thursday morning. It's Thursday. It's got to be News and Views Thursday. If you want a lot of great information and commentary, I would encourage you to go to newsandviews.com. It's Nevada, newsandviews.com. NevadaNewsAndViews.com, but they have information about Clark County, about Nevada, about, you know, the nation, and great writers, and they always have the best information, and I encourage you to check it out. NevadaNewsAndViews.com, and joining us this morning is Annie Black, former Mesquite City Councilwoman, former Nevada State Assemblywoman, to talk about a project that she's starting, which is a worthy project, I think, and that's why we're going to talk about it. Annie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. This is my favorite day of the week, just because I get to hang out with you. How are you?
Oh, that's very kind. I'm doing great, actually, except for my mosquito bites. But I do want to talk about this petition that you've put together, asking people to be able to ask the governor to make sure that he includes school choice in the special session that's coming up. First question for you: do you know when the special session is going to be held?
I don't. Do you?
I don't either. No, I don't.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
It's going to be in November. I don't know when. I know it won't be on Veterans Day because the governor will be our grand marshal in the Las Vegas Veterans Day parade. So, you know, everything will close down for Veterans Day, as it should.
As it should.
Yep. As it should. But I don't know when they're going to have it otherwise. But what does this petition exactly ask the governor to do?
We are simply asking the governor to put school choice or an ESA bill on the agenda for the special session. We think that, well, I mean, we know the numbers say that like 82% of parents in Nevada support it, if it's explained properly, that is. And we see it as, I mean, I see it as a thing that people in Nevada want. We're one of the worst states in the country for education, and so we need school choice. We need to give parents and kids an option.
If you see all the polls that I've seen, you know that the majority of people in the state would like school choice. And I'm talking about across the board, every demographic, racial, religious, sex, everything. I don't care where you are, who you are, what your economic situation is. People want school choice because they want a better education for their kids. Again, doesn't matter who or what you are. And I know that ESA, the Education Savings Account, was passed back in around 2015. And then our governor, Sandoval, I mean, this guy was more concerned with looking like he was right out of Hollywood casting than anything else. he was more concerned with raising our taxes. A majority of Republicans in the state legislature raised the highest tax increase we've ever had instead of funding the ESA. And I think that's unconscionable. And now that the our governor is behind the school choice, you've got a Democrat legislature. So to be honest with you, even if he brings it up, what are the chances of it passing?
I mean, I think we know the chances are not great, but my argument to that would be that that's fine. Let's get Democrats on record voting against school choice, because if we can identify that it's an issue that reaches across all party lines, all colors, races, and religions in the state of Nevada, Democrats should be on record voting against it, and then we can nail them with it in the next election cycle. So it's, you know, we're also moving the Overton window, something that we talk about now that may be completely something you can never even imagine happening, you know, 4, 6, 8 years from now could be something that actually passes. But we have to start talking about it in order for that to happen.
Well, the reason that he is calling a special session, because he said they didn't complete all the work in the first session. And the main thing that the Democrats are identifying is our tax credits for movie studios, which I happen to actually agree with, because I think it'll bring literally thousands of jobs as an alternative job source to the state of Nevada and mostly to southern Nevada as well. So I happen to actually support that. But I think there should be a quid pro quo. And if I were the governor, I would tie that with funding for school choice and his crime bill, which they refused to pass also.
Yeah, because look, we should make a deal for sure. A lot of conservatives and a lot of people in general are in support of the film studio credit, but it's like, let's say that it doesn't pass. Well, he can go back and he can say, look, I tried to make a deal. I was being reasonable. I tried to give these people what they wanted. And instead of getting a great crime bill, school choice, which is broadly wanted by everybody in the state pretty much, and the film tax credit, they said, no, we'd rather have zero than make a deal. And I think that again, that makes them look terrible, right? Because they can't even get anything done when they're basically getting exactly what they want.
That's like cutting off their nose to spite their face.
Exactly.
It's what they're doing, and the governor is saying, "Come on, can't we all just get along?" And the Democrats are going, "No, we can't. We've got the majority right now," and they do. And this is something that should be carried over to the next election, which is next year. And people have got to remember that when we vote for. And I say this to people all the time. I know we think about the governor's race, which is important, and I know we think about Senate races and the presidency and Congress and U.S. Senate and everything like that. But man, oh man, people have got to seriously think about the state legislators, the state Senate, and the assembly. Without changing the configuration of the state legislature to correct it from where it is right now, you could have Lombardo in there with all great intentions, and he'll never get anything passed. That's why I'm not sure why he's having this special legislative session.
Right. Maybe he has a plan that we don't know about. I hope that he does, but it seems like a waste of time if he's not going to get something in return and we're just going to end up passing the film credit.
Well, I'll tell you something, and we'll make a little news right now. We'll find out tomorrow morning, because my special guest tomorrow morning on Vegas at 8 is Governor Joe Lombardo. And
Nice.
so we'll see if we can find out then what he has up his sleeve. And perhaps we can find out. I think your petition is great. If people want to find the petition, by the way, where do they get it?
They can go on annieblack.com. It's ANNIE, black like the color.com. And actually, you can just Google Annie Black school petition, and that's probably the easiest way to find it.
Okay. And you're thinking about running for office again, aren't you?
I'm thinking about it. It looks like the caucus, the Republican caucus in the state legislature, has recommended one other person. My name did not make it on the list, which is odd considering I was elected and held the seat. But that's politics. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see what the special session brings, and if this petition for school choice will get any legs. And then you just never know what's going to happen.
Republicans up there seem to want somebody who's more pliable and can just get along and, compromise every which way. And you're out there fighting like hell, and you scrap, and that's great. No, it's fantastic. And the Republican Party here in this state sometimes has been good, and sometimes it's like overcooked mashed potatoes.
Yeah, well, I mean, as Chuck always says, Chuck Moose, as a friend and mentor of mine, he says you need to be the opposition party, not the minority party. And I agree. Every time that I took the floor and made a statement when I was at the legislature, or took off my mask, or gave the Democrats a hard time, we might not have won on the issue, but it sure as heck made me a very popular candidate. So if I run for reelection, it's going to give me a lot of stuff to talk about. And people want someone to fight. They don't care if the outcome is not what you want. It's all about putting up a fight and taking a stand. And if they see that, then they'll love you.
Yeah, but we want you to win too. I'll be honest with you. We want you to win. Stay with us. Annie Black joining us in our Nevada News and Views Thursday segments. And we're going to continue in just a moment right here on KXNT. And a good morning. Great to have you with us on this Thursday morning. It's Thursday, so it is a Nevada News and Views Thursday. Once again, if you want to find out all kinds of great things about going on in Clark County, Nevada, and nationwide, actually, I would go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. NevadaNewsAndViews.com. Great reporting, great commentaries from the folks who work with Chuck Muth at Nevada News and Views. I think he's doing a great job. And one of the folks he has working with him, Annie Black, and she's joining us right now. You did a great column about NBC News laying off 150 people because they are now beginning to throw off the yoke of DEI, or you know, the yoke woke, or the woke yoke, I guess. Yeah, that's what it would be. And they're throwing that off, and so they got rid of some of their divisions. They fired or let go people who were part of their woke divisions. And as you write it, this is kind of beginning to happen in other major entities as well.
Yeah, for sure. So NBC got rid of like 150 of its DEI teams, which means they're all now equally unemployed, which is some DEI I can get behind. But it's happening everywhere, and I don't want to, you know, my kind of thought on it is when people see a white lady get stabbed on a train, and they see Charlie Kirk get shot, and they see all these things happening, these crimes and heinous things happening against white people, I think white people are a little less likely to stand by and go, okay, we're going to let you have your DEI programs that totally exclude us. And I think that those things are kind of polarizing people on this subject, where they might have been afraid to say something before, they're not afraid anymore.
You know, and to bring things back to Nevada right here, and you and I kind of talked about this briefly off air, and the Democrat Party here in Nevada, unlike, I mean, the Democrats are in disarray around the country for a lot of reasons, but in Nevada, they're almost unified on some woke things that go against what the majority of the nation wants. And the thing that comes to my mind is this whole transgender thing. The Democrat Party in Nevada. The Nevada Democrat Party wants to have boys go into girls' locker rooms and their restrooms and have boys undress in front of girls and watch girls undress in front of them. The majority of people in this state, I would say 80% plus, oppose that kind of insanity.
Yeah, and it's not only that. We've seen instances where they let biological males compete against females, and the females actually get hurt, like paralyzed and seriously injured. And so it's terrible on multiple levels.
But what gets me is that when they say, "Yeah, but you're not being fair to the guy," and you know, I mean, it's making him feel bad. If meanwhile, when he gets he's there watching the girls get undressed, and he gets excited. I mean, the girls get embarrassed, and then you know, I mean, how fair is it to the girls?
It's not, but I think that that's going back to the whole DEI thing. I think people were kind of accepting it and kind of rolling over on it, and now they're like, no, we're not freaking doing this crap anymore. It's ridiculous, and it's time to say it's ridiculous.
And that was why I brought it back to that, is as part of this whole DEI thing that I think is beginning to go away. The pendulum politically at times swings radically to one side or the other. And from 2020 on, we really had a radical swing, and it began long before, and it reached this peak in 2021, and crazy to the left, and now it's finally coming back again, and it's about time. And fortunately, folks like you are writing about it and making everyone aware about it, and we'll talk to the governor more about this tomorrow and see what he's going to be bringing it up and what he plans to do with the legislature in the special session. So tune in.
I'm excited to hear it. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. If anybody can figure it out, it's going to be you. So let's see what you got.
Annie Black, former Nevada State Assemblywoman, should be the next one up there, but we're going to be reading her stuff in NevadaNewsAndViews.com, and she's with us very frequently, and we always love having you aboard. Annie, thanks so much for being with us. Take good care. Be safe, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Sounds good. Have a great week.